Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Catholic Spirituality on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Camille O'Brien, joined by Father Herman Vlies. And now we present Catholic Spirituality.
Welcome to Catholic Spirituality on the Restoration Radio Network. I'm your host, Father Herman Vlies, and in this episode we are going to continue our study of the book The Theology of Christian Perfection by the Dominican theologian Antonio Rojo Marin. Last episode we saw the passive purifications, the night of the senses and the night of the spirit. With that, we finished the negative aspect of the Christian life, and we start today a new section of the book entitled The Positive Means of Spiritual Growth. The first chapter of this section deals with the sacraments, in particular with the sacrament of penance and that of the Holy Eucharist. For clarity and for precision, I will speak today only of the first of these two sacraments, and we will leave the sacrament of the Eucharist for our next show. Before we start with the sacraments, the first thing to be noted with the author is that the sacraments produce their effects ex opere operato. That is a Latin phrase that means, in simple English, that the sacraments produce their effect on the soul infallibly. Now, of the seven sacraments, some are received only once, as you know from your catechism, and some are meant to particular states or vocations. So we are going to see the two sacraments which I just mentioned, which are the ones that are received frequently by the Christians. We will start then with the sacrament of penance. We will presume that you are familiar, or rather that you know well, the principles for a good confession, that is, for a worthy confession, and how you have to confess all mortal sins in their species or kind and number, and how you have to have a true purpose of amendment and contrition for your sins. But here we are going to deal with how to do the confession in such a way that it is not only worthy, but that it is furthermore most fruitful, that is, that we can get the most fruit from it. It is a mistake to think that the sacrament of penance is meant merely as a preparation for the reception of the Eucharist for those who have fallen into grievous sins. Even though it is true that one must confess sacramentally if one falls in mortal sin before the reception of the Eucharist, the use of this sacrament is not necessarily connected with the Eucharist, and in fact, it is of great fruit and benefit for all Christians, regardless or independently of this particular use of the sacrament. We just said that the sacraments obtain or produce their effect infallibly, and that leads to a consideration which the author makes, that it is a key point to see the required dispositions on the part of the soul to gather the most fruit from it. It is true that they produce greater or lesser salutary effect on the person who receives it, depending precisely on the dispositions of the soul. The analogy that the author uses to illustrate this is that of the sun. The sun gives equal light and heat to all things, but if you put a metal thing under the sun and an element made out of